Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live with Tanner Mitchell Zingham, a.k.a., and I may have pronounced that incorrectly, excuse me, a.k.a. Spectrum Bender. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. How are you, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Go ahead and introduce yourself for who might be listening.
First of all, I'd like to say thanks to God and Jesus, and my name is Tanner, and I live in Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. Okay, so up there in Colgate.
Yeah, most people don't know where that is.
No worries. You're making a nice big sound for the Lord up there with the new song. Is it called Spectrum Bender Collection or is it Void?
Well, the music that I made for the past couple years, I used to have a studio in my basement at my parents' house, and I was making music there, and then the album is called Spectrum Bender Collection because it's just like a collection of, I don't know if I would call them songs or clips, just I really hope that people would like to use them for something. I don't know, just made them.
So let me ask you a question, because I went on your SoundCloud and I found some very creative beats. Are you primarily a beat maker or a singer, a rapper? What would you categorize yourself as?
Well, I'm just kind of a man, and God gave me these skills. Skills such as, like, I know that one of the scriptures says, like, if I am to exalt myself, I shall be humbled. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't really want to do any stuff, like, in the public eye or anything for the Lord, I guess. So I would consider myself just a regular guy that makes music and it's free time sometimes.
So you said you touched lightly on the studio that you had. How long have you been creating?
Music specifically?
Yeah. Like how did that come about?
Well, I think that his dad and then his dad had a music store in Grafton, and they used to sell the instruments to the high school and stuff and teach kids how to play the instruments. So I think it was passed down through my father. So I love my dad, and he was going through a lot of challenges when I was a little kid, and so I used to like to play the piano because he would like to do stuff that like I didn't want to do, and that was kind of something that I think that God put in my life to deliver me from following in the same path that I ended up kind of going towards because I fell away from my faith. But I don't want to
Do you believe that it's something that God put in your life, music, to help you to become closer to Him?
Sometimes I think that it's to help me become closer to God. But sometimes I think it's just a curse in my life because I don't think that I'm very good at producing or singing or any of those things. And I just do it.
Well,
and sometimes it makes me feel good in my heart.
It sounds pretty good. I'm very surprised to hear you say that. Just listening to like the beats that I heard, and of course the song, the new song "Void," is very creative. Can we speak about "Void"? What's the concept behind "Void," and if you can reminisce about, you know, how you created it?
Well, I made that specific recording of that song, which is like not actually the whole song. It's the lyrics up until the first chorus, and then there's like a short solo piano part, I think. And then there's another verse that I have written for that. But I wrote it in the studio, and I think at that time when I was writing that, I was trying to, because I was addicted, and I don't think that a lot of people agree with me, but I think that you can get addicted to smoking pot, and I was addicted to more than that, but it came back to just that, and I was trying to quit, and I felt like there was this void in my life, and I was trying to fill it, and I still try to fill that void in my life with the Bible. I just feel like there's something missing, and like I try so hard to believe, and this word keeps popping up in my life like I'm living a facade or something, and like I don't want my belief to be a facade because then it's not going to actually help my heart. So like I don't want to just believe just to believe for somebody else, because then my belief is just void. So that song, I was writing it about, I was stuck in my mind between the love that I have for this girl and the love that I have for Jesus Christ. And I was like, I don't know how to change that love that I have for this girl and bring it back to Christ, because that girl is gone now and she's doing other things. But Christ is always going to be here, they say. So I just want that void in my heart to be filled.
Wow. That is, what I want to do is I want to, if we can listen to the song, we're going to go ahead and play the song and then come right back and talk more about it with Spectrum Bender, a.k.a. Tanner. We'll be right back, y'all. Listen to the song.
It's easy to make a promise. It's hard to keep me. I love you like a feather floating in the winds. Our hearts are like a chemical, our minds are some kind of miracle. Our lives are worth more than paper, we are richer than material. Into the void we welcome love. Into the
Right there was Void by Tanner, a.k.a. Spectrum Bender. That is a musical journey right there. It's hip-hop, it's pop, it's gospel, it's EDM, electric, all in one, man. And you made the beat, and you are also the artist singing on there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. When you create your productions, what kind of instruments do you use? Is it all program based or is it live instruments?
I use FL Studio 20 now. I can play the piano. I'm not gonna boast about being able to play it, because sometimes it seems as if when I get into that boastful attitude, I can't get into the right mindset to actually be able to just accept it as being a gift and not something that I had to work really hard for, but something that was just given to me to be able to do.
Now, Spectrum Bender Collection, is that an album? Because I know you have the song Void, but is that part of a larger collection?
Well, there's a lot of sound clips. Like, I do know the TV show Adventure Time. It's like for kids. I'd imagine it to be like a background music for like a something like that. Though I also have other songs that have lyrics on it that are. I just recently put everything on this website called DistroKid, where I could just actually put my music on Spotify and iTunes and stuff, because for the longest time, what I would do is post it on SoundCloud, and then once I would get to like 100 songs, the last time I got to 100 sound clips, and then I just felt this thing coming onto my heart, like, I don't think this is right. Like, I think that I'm making a bunch of idols and that I should be spending more time in the Bible. And then I ended up giving away all my JBL studio monitors to Goodwill and started to give everything away. And I was like, wow, I don't even feel like I care about my life anymore. And then had like 100 songs on SoundCloud, and then I deleted all those. And then now I'm backed up to like 82 clips. So like those, I wanted to release all those under a Creative Commons license so that anybody can have the rights to it. Nice. Which is a challenge because I also have to have a way to make money because I'm like $35,000 or something in debt from school. But at the same time, I don't want to have that the burden of having, like, I don't think I'm good enough to make a lot of money doing music, but I think that if I were to have the burden of riches, then that would change me as a person. So therefore, I think that in releasing music under a Creative Commons license, I don't have to hold any sort of power, and it can just be, I can be set free.
Well, I mean, just trusting in God, you know, he'll bless you and he'll show you the road out of that debt. I'm sure you know that, having that faith. I would like to know, what's your favorite scripture?
My favorite
that
scripture?
That you can share with us.
I was just reading it because I was just reading the Bible because I kind of felt uncomfortable. So my favorite scripture. Well, I was thinking about this situation in my life and it, like in high school, and it kind of was relevant because I was bullied, but then at the same time, there was kids that I would bully, so it was like this chain. And the scripture resonated. I don't exactly know the specific number, but it is, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So basically, like, somebody was made not good for us, like, so that we could be the righteousness of God. But here's one that's on my wall, and it's Hebrews 11:1, and it is, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance in what we do not see.
That faith that we just spoke about.
Yep, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance in what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1.
That's definitely something that I'm going to write down right now. I appreciate
that. Well, the scripture just, it always gives me some sort of comfort. It's like, I think it might be called like the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And when I read it, when I'm super uncomfortable, it gives me this like something to grab onto in my mind, and my body starts to just like relax. But there's nothing else in the world that was ever able to do that for me. I used to do all sorts of drugs and all not good things, and having the base of the scripture and the faith in Jesus Christ to keep me centered in my life, I think that's one of the reasons why I'm still alive.
Wow. That's such an amazing story. And I really appreciate you taking time to talk with me about the new song, and just share your life, you know, with people who love music. So I really appreciate you speaking with me and taking that time out, kind of.
Thank you for talking with me, too.
All right, so If you're listening to this, you're on USA Blog Network, and we've posted the music. Definitely go ahead and follow Tanner on Facebook. It's Tanner dot his last name Zingsheim dot seven.
My name is Tanner Mitchell Zingsheim, and you can just add me as a friend if you want to.
And as well, make sure you go and check out his new song. It's called Void. It's on Spotify. Or find his dope beats on SoundCloud, just by searching SoundCloud Spectrum Bender, like I did. All right. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, Tanner?
Well, I hope that God blesses us all. And if you guys want to use any of the music, feel free to use it for any sort of creation that you're making, or I also have the Fruity Loops FL Studio files for the majority of those things, so if you would like to have any of those things, or if you would want to talk to me or anything, just send me a message. I'm just a regular guy. So,
just a regular guy. Alright, well, I appreciate your time, Tanner. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you. See ya.
All right, y'all, another episode, the Dopeness Interview Series, USA Blog Network. If you haven't already went ahead and added us on USA Blog Network, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, feel free to do so now and continue to support good music. All right, we out of here.